Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing right now. You give your 4 or 5-year-old a simple direction. Maybe it's put your shoes on, wash your hands, and come to the table. And moments later, they're standing in the hallway, one shoe on, completely absorbed in looking at a dust particle floating in the sunlight. And you're thinking, did they hear me? Are they ignoring me? What's happening here? I want you to take a deep breath with me right now because I have something wonderful to share with you. Your child isn't being defiant. They're not ignoring you. And they're definitely not trying to make your morning harder. What's actually happening is something beautiful and completely normal. Their brain is still growing, still learning how to hold multiple pieces of information at once. Let me tell you what the magic book taught me about this. You see, there's something called working memory, and it's like a little workspace in the brain where we hold information while we're using it. For adults, this workspace can hold about 4 to 7 things at once. But for your 4 or 5-year-old, their workspace is still under construction. It's smaller, it's still developing, and it can really only hold about 3 or 4 pieces of information. And that's on a good day, when they're well-rested and not distracted by that fascinating dust particle. So when you say, "Put your shoes on, wash your hands, and come to the table," their beautiful, developing brain hears the first part, "Put your shoes on," and then, well, the rest kind of fades away like morning mist. It's not that they don't want to listen. It's that their brain is literally still learning how to hold all those steps at once. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. Research from child development experts shows us that this is a completely normal part of growing up. The National Academy's research tells us that working memory and attention are key parts of something called executive function, and these skills show significant improvements throughout early childhood. Your child is right on track. They're exactly where they're supposed to be. And you know what else the experts say? According to the Child Mind Institute, when kids have trouble following instructions, it's often a sign of working memory challenges, not willful disobedience. Amanda Morin, a wonderful expert in learning differences, explains that younger kids may have trouble following a sequence of steps, and that's why giving directions one at a time helps children process information so much more effectively. So what can we do to help? Well, I'm so glad you asked, because the magic book and I have some beautiful strategies that work with your child's developing brain, not against it. First, try giving one direction at a time. Instead of "put your shoes on, wash your hands, and come to the table," you might say, "Please put your shoes on." Then, once they've done that, you give the next direction. "Wash your hands now, please." And then after that's complete, time to come to the table. Yes, it takes a little more time, but it helps your child succeed, and that success builds their confidence and their growing memory skills. Second, use what experts call wait time. After you give a direction, pause for 3 to 7 seconds. I know that might feel like forever when you're trying to get out the door, but this pause gives your child's brain the time it needs to process what you said and figure out what to do next. It's like giving their beautiful mind a moment to catch up. Third, try numbering your directions. You might say, "I have 3 things I need you to do. First, shoes. Second, hands. Third, table." When you number things like this, you're helping your child's brain organize the information. You're giving them a framework to hold on to. And here's something else that's wonderful. Get down to their level, use their name first, and wait for eye contact before giving the direction. This helps their brain shift attention from whatever they're focused on to what you're saying. It's like gently tuning their radio to your station before you start broadcasting. Now, I want to tell you about a story that the magic book and I created that might help with this. It's called The Listening Heart Center, and it's about Ethan and Sophia discovering a magical place where quiet listening helps people understand what's needed. In the story, they learn that when they slow down and listen with their whole selves, they can hear the wisdom that's waiting for them. It's such a gentle way to help children understand the power of paying attention and listening carefully. After you read this story together, you might try creating your own listening moments. Before you give directions, you could say, "Let's take a listening breath together," just like Ethan and Sophia did. Take a deep breath and then give your direction. This little ritual helps your child's brain prepare to receive information. You know what I love most about understanding this? When you realize that your child's difficulty following multi-step directions isn't defiance, it changes everything. You can stay calm, you can be patient, you can work with their development instead of fighting against it. And your child feels that shift. They feel safe. They feel supported. And in that safety, they learn and grow. The research is so clear on this. When parents respond with patience and use these brain-based strategies, children develop better executive function skills over time. You're not just helping them follow directions today, you're building the neural pathways that will serve them for their entire lives. So the next time your little one forgets the second or third step, take a breath. Remember that their beautiful brain is still growing. Break it down into smaller pieces. Give them time to process. Celebrate when they remember even one step. And know that you're doing something wonderful. You're parenting in a way that honors their development and builds their confidence. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, my friend. We have so many stories that help with listening, attention, and following through. The Listening Heart Center is a beautiful place to start, but there are others too. Each one is designed to help children understand these skills in a gentle, magical way. You're doing such important work. You're raising a human being, and that's the most beautiful adventure in the universe. On the hard days, when it feels like you're repeating yourself 100 times, remember this. Every time you break down those directions, every time you pause and wait, every time you stay calm and patient, you're teaching your child's brain how to grow. You're building skills that will last a lifetime. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend, until our next adventure together. With love and starlight, Inara.